Good morning. Our second UU principle affirms our commitment to justice, equity, and compassion in human relations.
Something inside the human spirit cries out against the injustice of inequality when you know people who have to choose between food and medicine. The job is to touch people where they are hurting and to do what is possible to bind up their wounds.
And our third UU principle, the acceptance of one another and encouragement to spiritual growth in our congregations.
When we all get together, we can become something greater than the sum of our fears. Resistance did more than confirm our purpose. It challenged us to go deeper with one another. To move forward together, we would have to deal with unquestioned assumptions and internalized fears.
And our fifth UU principle is the right of conscience and the use of the democratic process within our congregations and in society at large.
The essential work of careful reasoning on any social issue can lead to a paralysis of analysis. People who mean well in both the church and community often hear arguments on each side of an issue, throw up their hands, and say, "It's complicated." Then you must challenge the threefold evils of racism, classism, and militarism in our society.
We probably all recognize in ourselves the feeling that the social problems in our world are so complicated and so fraught with contradiction that we throw up our hands and say, problems of social justice are just too much. They're too complex to fully understand. They're too pervasive to resolve. They're too rooted in our irreconcilable differences to overcome. But when we look at our own UU principles, we see that Reverend Barber's faith that we can come together and make the world more just is very much like our own values, which tell us that we must work for justice, equity, and compassion, not only among ourselves and within our own congregations, but within the world at large. We've heard a lot in recent weeks and months about white privilege, and most of us, I think, here in our largely white congregation, do understand and acknowledge not only the terrible toll that racism has taken and continues to take in our society, but the ways in which white people, all of us, have benefited from it. The events a few weeks ago in Charlottesburg have certainly underscored the deep, Charlottesville, I guess it is, the deep and disturbing roots of racism in our nation. In his book, The Third Reconstruction, William Barber explains that the first Reconstruction, which followed the Civil War, was a time of great hope when black people were given the right to vote and were able to serve in office and produce progressive legislation. That power was taken away by the Ku Klux Klan, by movies like The Birth of a Nation, by segregation, by lynching, by wholesale violence against many black communities. The second Reconstruction that followed the Civil Rights Movement of the 1960s was a second era of great hope, but one that was again perverted by continued housing, employment, educational discrimination, segregation, all culminating in mass incarceration. Notice that crack cocaine use in the black community is a crime. Equally devastating opioid use in the white community is a disease. The third Reconstruction began with the joy and promise of the election of Barack Obama. But the hope of his presidency has been overturned by the current administration's countless attacks on affirmative action, its encouragement of police brutality, a return to mandatory sentencing, the demonization of immigrants and Muslims, even the encouragement of white supremacists and neo-Nazis. So what, in these challenging days of the third Reconstruction, do our UU principles require us to do? Of course, those principles foreground each of our individual searches for understanding and for truth, knowing that we must respect others' quests, even or especially if they are different from our own. But what our principles do not allow us to do is throw up our hands in frustration. It is our responsibility, as you use, to work for a society where justice, equity, and compassion are not abstract principles, but are rooted in the actions we take both in our congregations and in the world at large. Many of us heard Reverend Barber speak at the UUA General Assembly here in Columbus just over a year ago. He was a very moving and inspirational speaker. And unlike so many political and religious leaders, he did not exhort UUs to believe that our way was the only way. He exhorted us instead to believe that we are all different, have different beliefs, different interests, different passions. But what we must do to bring about the hope and promise of the Third Reconstruction is work together for justice, equity, and compassion for all people. The work must begin, of course, in our own families, our personal relationships, our congregation. But it must not stop there. Our very UU principles require us to find ways, and there are many, to reach out to those who are suffering, whether from the consequences of racism or poverty or unjust laws or environmental disasters or any of the vast number of historical inequities and injustices that so many of our fellow citizens continue to suffer. We know for sure we will not always succeed, but we also know that we must never give up the hard work for justice that our own principles require us to undertake.